Questions and answers. Question.
You have described so many ways in which we are affected by lust and negative expressions of sexuality. How can we develop pure love for others? Answer. It's not as hard as it may seem. All the spiritual traditions teach us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We naturally want the best things for ourselves. In each situation, we can simply put ourselves in the other's shoes and assess how we would like to receive what we are offering. If we could make these shifts in perspective more often, seeing circumstances from the other's point of view, we would gain a very useful barometer for our actions. But normally, we tend to look for what we want and manipulate our surroundings to fulfill our desires. How beautiful it is when a man and woman can come together in genuine love. They can create an amazing miracle. Unfortunately, as we have seen, the majority of people on this planet do not know how to experience real heart-to-heart love. Indeed, very few people on the planet even know how to have sex, despite the fact that they are constantly exposed to sexual stimulation in everyday life. If they really knew how, why would they have to have sex with so many people? When we have a deep sexual connection with another person, we are satisfied and do not seek the excitement and novelty of someone else. But because people do not know how to relate genuinely to others, they feel empty and attempt to acquire what they lack through a series of superficial encounters. Question. Is it valid to seek public office or a high position in a corporation or a spiritual organization, or is it subtle sex? Answer. It depends on our motivation. If we are acting in order to gratify our senses and reinforce our ego, that is subtle sex. But if we are expressing our love for God and for humanity, that is service. Material aspects of life, such as fame, financial success, or sexual expression, are not bad. It is what we do with each of these that matters. Someone can be more attached to a little mat and water pot than others are to their palaces or mansions. The consciousness involved is what is important. There's nothing wrong with a profession that pursues popularity or brings distinction. The value of these factors depends on how we use them. If we forget God and feel that we are special, deserving of even more popularity and distinction, then we are on the wrong track. But if we can dedicate our success to the Lord's service, then we have more leverage and greater opportunities to help. Question. From what you have said, I understand that much of the corruption in today's leaders, beyond sexual misconduct, can be attributed to the influence of subtle sex. Is that correct? Answer. Yes. For example, sometimes men and women of the cloth engage in illegal or unethical behavior for their own selfish ends. In one African country, certain criminals have aligned themselves with ministers, mystics, and sorcerers in order to gain a shield of protection that prevents them from being arrested or killed if they commit their crimes. After they successfully complete their criminal activity, they pay a fee to the one who assisted them. As another example, in the same country, a few years ago, predictions were made that the world was coming to an end. Religious leaders collected a lot of money, warning their congregations that the end of the world was near. They instructed their followers to repent and turn over their assets to the church to compensate for their sins, because, after all, the money would not be needed. 3 or 4 days before the supposed end of the world, some of the major churches participating in that deception closed their doors and moved out of the country. At that time, the author appeared on so many television programs in that country to discuss this topic that it became ridiculous. Many people did not want to face the end of the world in a sober state and so got intoxicated. Others sold their houses to get money, as if they could take that with them. Others withdrew their money from banks and started frequenting prostitutes, figuring to enjoy as much as possible before death. It is obvious that the corruption of religious leaders caused untold chaos for those whom they were supposed to guide and enlighten.